It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast with Robbie the Degenerate.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time.
All right, hashtag third hour. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now in the give and go contest.
Crazy.
No.
Nuts.
Nope.
Prince.
Nope.
Can we listen to the song over again?
Dearly.
Nope.
Beloved.
Nope.
We're gathered here today to celebrate this thing called life.
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 You went through... Robbie. Dude, the first words they say in the song.
You guys are getting mad at him for no reason.
He's lost his damn touch.
Life. There's so many songs.
Did you want me to play a clip from the Martin Lawrence movie, Life? You want me to play that to start the show?
You guys excited about coming to America too?
What about not only coming to America 2,
no.
What about Cops 3 or Bad Boys 3?
Bad Boys 3.
Yeah. I'm more excited about Captain Marvel.
Really?
Well, that's like...
That's coming in a couple months.
Coming
in
like... Yeah,
it's already happening.
We're going to do a show.
Hey, because soon as Captain Marvel's over... The last Avengers.
Right, it's like a month later. Yeah.
Right.
So no, not excited.
I am excited. I'm excited, but I think there's good. I mean, how could it be nearly as good?
I don't know.
I mean, Coming to America is a freaking classic.
Right.
It is.
How could it be nearly as good?
That Zach Duarte has never seen. I missed.
He just dumped you because he's got
wipers.
Yeah.
Wipers.
Wait.
I know he shouldn't have.
I probably shouldn't have, but
he's got the trigger finger.
You know, Kunta.
He kicked Joe Louis's ass.
Mama, call him Clay. I'm gonna call him Clay.
That boy good.
Good and terrible.
I mean, there's so many lines.
Come on.
How could it even come close?
I don't think it can. Because especially today's day and age, like, I don't know.
And where's Arsenio Hall?
Well, he did that. Didn't he do the revamp of his show for three weeks?
Yeah, like for two, like.
Man, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. And he's been doing stand-up. I've seen him, like, because I follow him on Twitter. He's like, I'm in, somewhere in Ohio at the Laugh Factory doing stand-up.
I know he was a comedian, but is he more known for his Arsenio Hall show than being a comedian?
Of course.
And doing the stupid movies? What was that movie they did when Jim Brown was in it and he had the big toe?
All right, well.
Is it I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
No. So.
That's it.
I know we have to get to headlines, but I think this wins Twitter for the day.
Okay.
At least it did when I saw it come through. But Melissa Jacobs, she follows the football. I forget who she writes for or follows, whatever. But she's a good journalist. You should follow her on the Twitter. So Damian Woody tweets out, didn't watch the Jets presser. What's the verdict? Melissa Jacobs tweets back, gotta see it with your own eyes.
It's well done. Plus one for her. I don't think we have a plus for Melissa, but whatever.
Hey, by the way, somebody chimes in.
Yeah.
Don't forget the soup joke at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get
the no spoon!
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Also, if anybody's rooting for things to really go sideways with the Philadelphia 76ers, they play the Timberwolves tomorrow. They get their ass kicked.
That could be further.
Things can get bad.
But why are you, don't you want a player that's just good? Why do you got to pick off everybody else is trash?
I'm not picking off trash.
Yes, you are.
I'm just observing.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Because you just said less than 30 minutes ago, I think we avoided one, boys. I think we avoided Jimmy Butler's a malcontent.
Understood, but you got to throw it out there, and you got to see what the temperature of the room is. Robbie, Dion Waiters, Wayne Ellington, and Magruder for Jimmy Butler.
No.
Interesting.
That means you would do it. Don't you backtrack. I already see the way you're looking.
I think I would do that one, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Curse of freaking death.
What?
So this Jalen Hurts saga, right? He's at Prime 112 last night.
Yeah, getting wined and dined.
Wined and dined by the Miami coaches.
Somebody
okay?
came over and said
something. No, nay, nay. You're going to lose it.
Okay.
You know who put the jinx on this one? You know who says, you know what school would be a perfect fit for Jalen Hurts is Miami? You know who said that?
Al Golden said that?
No. Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, the hex.
It's a hex. That's a hex.
You think he's reverse jinxing?
Yes, that's what he's doing. Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing.
It is perfect fit. If he's got, if they got his quarterback coach.
Can I show you how this works? You guys are missing it. Why would Paul Feinbaum say Miami is a perfect match? Because he doesn't take Miami serious. He doesn't think Miami can win.
Nah,
so if he goes to Miami, Miami is not a threat.
He takes
That's
Miami.
How
no,
he's
no, he takes
no,
Miami serious.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he does.
No, he
does.
No, he doesn't. He
does. He loses sleep over Miami.
No. If Leroy called Miami the pinky toe, Paul Feinbaum called it the pinky toe nail.
No, this is what Paul Feinbaum wants. Paul Feinbaum knows.
You can't say it either.
No, Paul Feinbaum knows that Miami is a threat to his precious ACC, precious SEC. And if Miami is elite again with Clemson, then what happens? Then his whole show is a shill. It's just Nick Saban and Ed Orgeron.
The one thing I can say is remember that Dan Enos, the new offensive coordinator, is from Alabama. So Feinbaum may have a relationship with him.
He's not really from Alabama. He's from Michigan State.
I know, but he spent a year in Alabama, and Feinbaum then goes, "Oh, it's the Alabama factor."
Let's give it up for Jackson Heights' own Randy Watson.
I believe the children are our future.
That boy good.
Yeah, good and terrible.
I can't with those claws.
Tease him well and let them lead the way.
Other quarterback reports. There's two different reports. One is that Tate Martell is on the UM campus right now. The other report by Gary Furman is that he's coming this weekend. Gary Furman also had John Gruden coach the Miami Hurricanes. So feel free to, take that with a grain of salt.
Wait a minute. How is it such a crazy thing to know if he's on campus or not?
I don't know. There's all sorts of reports.
Be here this weekend.
Someone said that he's on campus now, and then Gary Furman said he's due to be here this weekend. I don't know.
This Canes reporting is so flimsy. There's so many rumors.
Wait, there's a lot of rumors. We have the new offensive coordinator for the Miami Hurricanes, Dan Enos, on the Jalen Hurts rumors.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even think I can comment on that because he's a recruit right now. So I think I have to stay away from that one right now publicly. So all I can say is I know that Coach Diaz is trying to make this football team better in all aspects. And if we can go out and find guys that can come in and immediately have an impact, we're going to certainly do our best to try to add pieces to this football team.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
It's a non-answer.
What's a prime 112? What do you mean you can't talk about it?
He can't. They're not allowed to discuss it. That is a rule. Listen, they can go buy him a $4,000 steak, but they can't talk about it.
That's a bunch of
garbage.
That's
the NCAA.
Garbage.
Welcome to the NCAA.
It's not the NCAA. You know what it is? It's a move coaches use so they don't have to answer the question or tell the truth.
You are not allowed to discuss recruits to the media.
You can't discuss recruits to the media.
He's not a recruit.
He is a recruit.
He is. That's when you go in that portal, you become a recruit.
Portal.
Yeah, that is a stupid name.
I've never even heard of the portal till this year.
By the portal. Way, what is it? Hayden Mahoney, Robbie, is turn?
Yeah.
Big Canes off at the lineman.
What's the deal with Jeff Thomas? Is he coming
back?
Who? Yeah, he actually graded out pretty well last year.
You guys want to hear Dan Enos on the Jeff Thomas rumors?
He's the grad transfer?
We'd love to hear that.
Does he say anything, or is he going to be all coachy?
I think that has come up. I'm not sure where it stands right now, but I think, as you mentioned, I think there may be some talks going on, I don't think there's been any decisions made yet, but I do think there has been some talk. And from what I understand and hear, he's a very, very talented guy. So hopefully that'll all work out.
That's weird. Here's the thing. I don't think he knows who Jeff Thomas is.
No idea. But here's the thing.
Should he?
No.
Okay. Here's the thing. Supposedly I was told that today was the deadline for him to enroll in Illinois. So that's
a lot of deadlines today. You got Kyler Murray's deadline. You got this deadline.
Kyler Murray doesn't have a deadline.
He does. Today is the NFL draft deadline.
No, today is the NFL draft deadline.
Yeah, for underclassmen.
Okay, even if he puts his name in the draft,
he can still play baseball.
It won't stop him from taking the money from baseball if they come up.
Yeah, but I don't think he could take. I think this is kind of like a one-time offer from the A's, $15 million.
Oh, this.
No,
guy.
They didn't offer him $15 million.
No,
that's what he was saying.
The A's are putting out that he didn't ask for $15 million. Somebody got $15 million from somewhere. So,
is the name's Rot Roar Ass?
Yeah. I got it. I don't even.
What happens? Here's what I'm curious about.
Right.
If he decides to play football, what happens to Scott Boras?
I think Scott Boras kicks rocks. He's not a football agent. Don't you have to be registered as a football agent?
So how many people are rooting for that?
A lot.
To not have to deal with Scott Boras.
Oh, so many.
I don't know, man. Like, let's just put
it. Like, you don't want your agent. Like, I get it. He does a great job. And it was the same thing early on in Drew Rosenhaus' career. Like, they do great jobs for their people. Their job is to get their clients money or whatever. But when the owners and the people you have to work with get tired of dealing with you, does it make it harder for your client?
I'm sure. I'm sure it definitely does. This is the other thing, though. All right, let's just say Kyler Murray's successful, right?
And whip sport.
Let's just say he could be successful at both in this scenario.
Okay.
Wouldn't you rather be a successful quarterback?
Of course.
It's so much cooler.
Of course. Plus,
it's so uninteresting baseball these days.
Plus,
when it comes to the superstars.
The other thing is you ever seen the clips of him taking batting practice? He's kind of swinging and missing. Batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, but he batted under 300.
Forget about that, though. Let me just.
It's a college is bad.
Put it in the scenario. I'm telling you right now in the scenario, he's good. He's going to be a good baseball player.
Right.
He's going to be a star baseball player.
Right.
Or he could be a star quarterback.
You want to be a star quarterback.
I agree. It's way cooler.
Because guess what?
More relevant. Star. You can actually be a star.
You can make $300 million in baseball, but that $300 million guy, besides Giancarlo Stanton and maybe the kid from Washington.
Harper.
Could walk through these halls and nobody would know who they were.
But think about that. Bryce Harper is getting ready to sign a record deal. Nobody cares.
Nobody
cares. It is on... What list of sports topics, other than in Washington or Philadelphia, nationally, a guy signing a $300 million contract?
He's been a free agent for 2 months. No one's even been close to signing him.
Spring training's in 2 weeks.
Right.
Nobody's even thinking about Bryce Harper and where he's going to play.
Right.
That's the height of baseball. That's crazy.
Dexter, man, there is a lot of people out there kicking rocks. We do have a lot of South Florida kicking rocks.
That's true.
I'm supposed to kick rocks.
But isn't that wild?
When am I kicking rocks?
Why is he kicking rocks? I'm sitting here.
Don't blame me.
You get the rocks, I'll kick them.
It's always that.
You gotta bring your net.
You're Adam Gase.
I have my net.
You're like Adam Gase. You're always passing the buck.
The net's in the damn car.
You pass the buck a lot.
You pass the buck a lot.
I've got my net. You get the rocks. I'll do it whenever you want.
I'll bring some rocks.
Like pebbles, right? Like not.
No, they're going to be some foot-sized rocks.
But
you can't kick little rocks. They get caught up with all the other rocks. In the parking lot.
Well, you have to put them in a bag, don't you?
No, we're going to kick rocks, like hand-sized rocks.
No, that's going to hurt.
They're going to fit in the...
Put a sneaker on, bro.
Back in a boot. I'll be back in a boot in like a second.
No, it's not going to be boulders.
Put on a shoe with the boot. You'll be fine.
Listen, little rocks are called pebbles.
Right, that's what I was hoping
for. You're kicking a rock. That's a pebble. You got to kick a rock. Got to be able to put it in your hand.
Hey, Rob, we got any more of this Adam Gase? Like, were we able to grab any more of him just being just a real peach? Because I'd like to hear some of that when we come back. Just Adam Gase being just all kinds of deplorable and awful.
No sleep till!
It's totally
put on IG on his IG story, which I'm still figuring out how to use. I got some instructions in the IG story from Allison Turner over the weekend.
When you say instructions,
like,
you mean like
how to use
you
the story?
Just press something.
Like, I didn't even know that all of that existed.
What are you talking
like,
about? Nobody posts on social media more than you. What are you talking about?
I didn't know that camera on the top left meant something in stories, and you could put the temperature and little things and whatever. Anyways, Tate Martin telling the story has a boarding pass of him coming from Columbus to Fort Lauderdale today, now.
Cool.
Leaves at 3:35.
You think they get him?
You want to meet him at the airport?
Yeah, I'll go over to Fort Lauderdale. Go meet him at the airport.
Can I just say something?
Let's go meet him at the airport, boys.
Here,
Want to go meet him at the airport?
Why don't you do all of South Florida a favor?
Yep.
Don't have the first introduction to South Florida be you.
I agree.
Should I give him my business card?
Oh, my God.
Hey, he's turning around going right back.
Listen, man. I thought we was having fun on Friday.
No, we weren't. No, we were having happened? Fun. No, no. So
you went on a
because
I mean you got in your feelings on Facebook. Here, you see this?
Here's the deal. I've made this abundantly clear. I have no problem with the on-air hijinks, with the story being told,
right,
with any of that. All good.
Uh-huh.
Totally fine.
Right.
Not personal.
Gotcha.
Just hijinks.
Gotcha.
Just fun. Dan telling the story, you guys messing with me. All good, all fun, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the asshats that don't know me from, like, Omaha flying into my Twitter mentions telling me, you fat loser, you should die.
But that's going to come with you getting 1,000 new followers.
Wait, you said you wanted
the followers.
What did you think was going to happen?
I didn't really put two and two together. That
really?
The largest downloaded show at ESPN would have some people.
Have you seen how Twitter goes after people when they disagree?
Yes.
You are so into politics.
I am.
And you like just looking at all the back and forth between people. You see how that goes?
Yeah, it doesn't go well.
Okay. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
So it just caused me. I was just like, listen, why can't we just be like better?
Can I ask you a better question?
Yes, why can't we be friends?
Can I ask you a better question?
No, because it's not going to be a nice question.
No, it is.
Okay.
Why do you care?
Because I have my own personal problems.
Your problem is, okay, if you care that much, be more careful with what you say and do.
Oh, Jesus.
If you're going to say and do things that put you out there like that, then you can't care about
what did I say and do? I didn't tell the story.
You put your business card in there because you wanted there to be a story.
Right.
I didn't know Poppy hated me. Like, my on-air takes. I've gotten confirmation. He doesn't hate me as a person. He just doesn't like anything I say on the air.
Kind of, but that's all he knows from you.
Right.
Other than you bringing him soup and wanting credit for
it. No, for that, he was very
appreciative. And making him get up and go
very,
to the gate.
Very appreciative. Hey, don't talk about the hedges. No one knows about that.
Can somebody
knows about it. You talked about it.
No, but
you got to realize what you do has consequences.
It hasn't reached anywhere.
Has there ever... Wait.
You can't keep doing this. You can't keep river dancing around the idea that what you say and what you do have consequences.
Really? When does he suffer consequences of what he says?
Never!
Okay.
Other than feeling bad about making DJ Williams angry once. Listen,
that's all.
I'm saying is this.
No, but that's the problem.
Listen, if you want to come at me, hey, you dumb idiot, why would you put your business card in there? Totally fine with that. It's when it gets personal that I have a little problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all. That's it. Was there some assumption made that when I, in my post,
I talked about the
bullying thing?
Yes.
It's not Romberg. It's not anyone in this building.
Huh. Interesting. Is it in the other building?
I'm not saying that. Just saying it's not in this building.
Really?
You didn't say no.
Every rose has its thorn.
We have a bit of a history.
Just like every cowboy. It's a sad, sad song.
But here's my question.
Rose is being a jerk.
I didn't say that.
That's what it is? It's Joe Rose?
I didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
God, Rose, get over it, man.
That's my neighbor.
It's been 20 years.
Isn't like one of your other neighbors like Fernando Tatis or something like that?
No, he was. I think he moved out. I had a baseball player living next to me.
Such a random name.
It was a baseball player.
If we walked around your neighborhood, could we do like a, you know how they have in Hollywood, the star tours, like where you go on a little tram?
Right.
Yeah.
Could we do that around your neighborhood? Like, there's Leroy Horde's house. Leroy, a two-time Pro Bowl running back.
So to confirm.
Yes.
The bully is not Brett Romberg.
Not Brett Romberg at all.
But you're not confirming nor denying that it may be Joe Rose.
I don't know anything about anything else. I'm just telling you, it's no one in this building.
I have a question.
I love everyone that I work with in this building.
I have a question. Like, you, regardless of what the reaction is to what you do or say, the one thing you cannot be is sensitive about it. Because you say you don't care.
I'm a sensitive person.
But then why do you do stuff that... gets all up in your feelings.
I don't know. I can't get out of my own way.
No, you're not getting it's not getting out of your own way. You're always in your feelings. All the time.
Always in my feelings.
And you try to play it off. You try to play it off.
No, but here's my theory. Like, this is my theory, and I said it in my long Facebook post.
Does not work well with others.
You can't be good or even, like, randomly decent at what we do without being a little bit off in one way or the other.
No, that's you. That's you, the only person that feels that way.
Completely normal.
You are the only person that feels that way.
Did you just say
you're not normal.
What? You are not normal.
But wait.
But different. Wait. Different than me, but not normal.
Of all the people
and
in
you,
here.
And you, listen.
But I'm me. I'm that way everywhere we go.
And so am I.
No.
He's having this debate with you with lobster claws on. I mean, how can we take this serious?
Yeah, you are.
I like the prickly parts of the fiddler crab claw.
I don't know.
What's the sweat meter right now inside those claws?
It's like a lot of precipitation going on here.
You show Perk? Hey, Perk, check out these claws.
That's all right. Perk owes me dinner.
Let's hear some of this bastard Adam Gase.
That's what lead in.
What? I don't like him. Give me some of him just being, you know, him.
Well, the number one thing for me was a young quarterback. You know, and I also think the knowledge of playing these guys over the last 3 years and...
What?
That was interesting for me to stay in division when you know your opponents right out the gate and you've been on one of the other teams that you're not going to end up playing. To me, that was very intriguing. And like I said, I've worked with older quarterbacks, guys in the middle of their career, and I've never really had the opportunity to work with somebody that's fresh out of the draft, basically, and does have a year experience. And I was excited to get that kind of opportunity. Yeah. And really knowing the division, that helps, and knowing this defense, just because we've had to prepare for that, I'm probably going to have to take more time learning the offense more than anything.
Huh? What? What just happened?
I understood what he was saying.
At least you do. Can you translate?
You know, an offensive guy only really watches the defense. And so from the offensive side of the ball, he really game planned against the defense.
Oh, so he doesn't know their offense.
He's more familiar with the defense than he is the offense.
As far as the personnel goes.
Now, I will say this. Belichick is known as defensive coach.
Right. Yeah. But
one of his claims to fame is, and I'm telling you this is what makes him him, is throughout the practice, he could go to any player on the field, offense, defense, or special teams, and tell him something about the guy he's playing across.
Sadly, remember, I don't know, you were like 5 years old, but like back when the Patriots made their first run to the Super Bowl in 2001, their quarterback's coach passed away in like the middle, beginning of the season in training camp.
Right.
Belichick became the quarterback's coach.
Yeah, he's great.
And
that ain't Belichick, bro.
What do you mean that ain't Belichick?
You want to hear Adam Gase on sacrificing wins for stats?
Adam Gase ain't Belichick. I don't want to hear this comparison.
Oh, I thought you. Never mind.
You know, like, what are we talking about here?
So you're saying Adam Gase is not Bill Belichick?
What is he talking about? Oh, I gotta tell you, it was You know what interested me is staying in the division. No, man. Actually, what happened was no jobs were left.
Why do you gotta keep going that way?
Because it's nonsense. He's acting like he chose the Jets.
Hey,
he was like he. That was
Tobin.
It. That was the last choice.
Tobin.
Dude.
Here. Let me give you a lesson on life.
Let me give you a lesson on life.
It's a code word, by the way. Life.
7281. Let me give you a lesson on life.
The most important
point for Robbie
job is the job you just got.
No.
I'm telling you, all coaches are
Why
excited.
Are you saying no?
Listen to this. All right. You can't say that it was interesting.
Stop
to
looking
be
at
in the
my
division.
Stop looking at my
claw. I won't stop looking at your claw. Bro,
he's not even saying
the Arizona Cardinals chose a Big 12 reject over you. Probably because he's handsomer. But that's what they chose.
He doesn't have beady eyes. The meme's ridiculous right now.
It's crazy. Adam Gase's eyes trending worldwide.
Wasn't he here for 3 years?
Yes.
And why is like today the day? Just because it's
New York.
It's New York.
New York, bro.
It's New York, so we see his eyes.
And apparently it only happens in his opening pressers. He did kind of the same thing 3 years ago.
No, he would do it all the time here.
Bro.
He would do it all the time here.
Although with the hat on, it looks less beady.
It's when he puts a suit on.
He's definitely got some ticks up there, man. I'm telling you. There's some things rattling around in that little Gacy brain of his.
Wait a minute. Says the guy
he
who
is really
I asked
bald.
The same question myself.
He is really bald. I gotta send this one to you too. You're gonna have to show because when he first sits down, it's out of Men in Black.
Robbie, let's hear a little bit of Adam Gase sacrificing. What are these?
Sacrificing stats for wins.
Oh my God.
Trust me, I looked at that a lot myself. You know, when you look at rankings and start worrying about that, we focused, a big focus of ours was our turnover margin. We knew we had to play a certain way. You know, we lost some of our key pieces, and we knew it, we were going to have to find different ways to win. And really, we sacrificed statistics to try to get wins.
Oh my God, shut up. We sacrificed statistics.
You got to play that again.
Like, hey, how come the Chiefs don't sacrifice statistics? How come the Patriots don't sacrifice statistics?
They're good.
How come the Rams don't sacrifice statistics? The Saints. Riddle me that, Batman.
You got to roll this video over. Just watch it.
It's Adam Gase taking his seat at the podium. It looked like something went up there. Very confused.
What is he thinking about?
He definitely has some kind of like.
Why is he looking around?
Look at him. He's gonna start. Look. He's gonna start staring. wait. Look. Here we go. He's gonna start staring up.
I don't understand this. Is Geppetto behind him? Is he a puppet? I don't get this.
The best.
Somebody tweeted out, it took Adam Gase 0 minutes to become a New York sports meme. Those eyes are going to be on the...
The back page, right?
No doubt.
That's the back page tomorrow? What's the headline? Robbie, what's the headline tomorrow on the back page? All the New York papers.
Ace All of eyes Gase. On me.
Gase has his eye on the job. Gase has his eye on the prize in the East.
Robbie, give me some more of this Adam Gase.
Kyler Murray declared.
He declared?
Bankruptcy or for the draft?
Yeah, no, Kyler Murray says, I've declared for the NFL draft.
Good for him, man. Dolphins should draft him.
You think he'll get down that far?
No way.
Mm. And the Cardinals might take him one.
If you draft him, question. Here. You want Josh Rosen? I don't.
I'll take a flyer on him. His value depreciated. You're not going to have to give him a first-round pick.
Yeah, what are you getting for him?
Yes, you will.
You have to give up a first for Josh.
No, I'm not giving up a first. No, I'm not doing it. It's like buying a car, Leroy. The moment you drive it off the lot, it devaluates.
A top five pick a year removed?
Top five pick, nothing. You got rid of him.
So wait, because he declared for the draft, does that mean the A's did not match his offer of $15 million?
They did not pony up the $15 million. It's safe to say.
Boris is pissed.
Most people are just saying he wants to play baseball. I mean, he wants to play football. That's what he loves.
How pissed is Boris right now?
Oh, I'm sure he's furious.
Well, he put the $15 million out there, didn't he?
Probably.
But that's like the one time that Boris has like put something out there and it hasn't come to fruition.
Well,
Mickey was throwing something out there.
Not exactly. This Bryce Harper, he said he was going to get $400 million.
That hasn't worked.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
Not so much, bruh. $400 million.
Do you think they call Boris bruh?
Yes.
So David Sampson does.
They don't. There's a lot of people don't like Scott Boris.
Nobody likes Scott Boris.
Which is fine. I mean, look.
Literally nobody.
Except this players.
You think the players care?
Correct.
You think the players care if management or owners don't like their agent if he gets them the most money?
How does it work? Like, if Scott Boras gets you that contract, once you get the monster contract, can you just say, all right, peace, man. I don't want to be around you anymore.
So
yeah, but you still got to pay him.
For, like, the whole contract? Or you can just pay
him?
Yeah,
you get the contract.
All right.
Think about this. $400 million, he probably gets.
You think Wei and Chen likes to hang around him?
4%? $16 million.
You think Chenny No-No likes to hang around him?
I think Chenny No-No has never had a conversation with him.
Do you think Chenny No-No just sits at home, like sitting crisscross applesauce in a pile of cash?
Yeah, he's just so rich. He doesn't know what to do with himself. Like, he definitely has a
I got all this money.
And he meditates.
I didn't even have to play baseball.
I mean, could you imagine? Like,
he has like toy trains, like just little like remote control cars.
Oh, and here we go. Josh Rosen, Ebros, get him a T-shirt.
Do you think that Wei and Chen
do some lawyering for once?
Do you think Wei and Chen lives in the same neighborhood as like Hassan, but has like a moat? I mean, except
the bad contracts road.
And we should rename that street.
Give yourself a point, man.
Point for Robbie.
Point for Robbie.
We should rename that street.
So Bumpy's on that street?
Oh, for sure.
Anyone else?
We're live from VCR Avenue.
Martin Prado's
Miami
on that
Beach.
Street.
Oh, Martin Prado's definitely on that street.
There's no Dolphins on that street.
Robert Quinn, but at least you can cut him. You can kick him off the street.
Yeah, no, had the moving trucks.
Brian Tannehill was on that street.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's about to be kicked to the curb.
Half kicked.
What, 7 years?
Not on this contract.
7 years? That's not a bad contract. Bad contract is the guy who's
really
playing.
He is about to be kicked to the curb.
It's terrible this year. His number is $26 million next year.
No. I'm not saying he's not going to continue to be. But I'm saying up to this point, you got what you paid for.
Your contract, as long as you're in your contract, you could always move on a bad contract.
Roberto Luongo is making, good money. See on that, street.
That feels disrespectful.
Yeah, because
I think he might have to move.
We're back after this. Hey, everybody on the ticket is the Coconut Creek Hyundai Monday Rewind, a full NFL and college football recap all day long. Coconut Creek Hyundai Monday Rewind is brought to you by Coconut Creek Hyundai, South Florida's largest volume Hyundai dealer in the heart of Coconut Creek. Also sponsored by FNBC. FNBC can help you sell your business. Visit themainman.com. I whiffed on that Colts Chiefs pick, man. Patrick Mahomes, he didn't give a bleep about snow. Like, snow? Sidearm. Cross, doesn't matter. Lit him up.
And Damian Williams.
Crazy. Yeah, I whipped on that one.
You can have a good game plan.
The only thing I got right was that Eagles game. That's the only thing I got right.
You can have a good game plan, right? But it's something about guarding Tariq Hill person.
Yep.
That, fast is fast. You can't – if you don't have the speed to keep up with speed, you don't have a chance.
Here's our Doom Picks after 2 weeks. Leroy is atop the leaderboard, 3-2-1. Beast is 3-3. I'm 2-3-1, and Robbie is 1-5, a rough start for our favorite little degenerate.
Stupid basketball.
How was the Magnificent Seven this week?
I started out 4-0, and then I finished 4-3.
Damn.
I mean, it's still a good week, but
yeah,
after
you got screwed by that Phillip Rivers with the late numbers.
The garbage time.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. It's called Blake Bortles. I felt bad for Phillip Rivers. He looked like he wanted to kill somebody during that loss. Like, he was just watching his defense melt down in front of him, and he's just like, I don't know if he's going to get close again.
Hey, by the way, you know what sucks?
What?
I don't blame Phillip. Phillip Rivers has been consistent with who he is, right? He's back and forth with the sidelines early in his career. He's very animated. He's very, he's always been that way.
Yeah.
So nobody holds it against him.
Right.
How would they react if he was black? If he was Cam Newton?
I feel like we've seen that.
No, we haven't.
I feel like we've seen Cam Newton act like
that. No, we haven't.
No. I'm not saying the reaction was good. I feel like we've seen people treat Cam Newton worse because of that behavior.
Because of it being animated or on players or whatever. Because I'm telling you, if you didn't know Phillip Rivers and you were watching your first football game, they would go, oh, look at that guy. He's an ass. Would they not?
Yeah.
Right.
But I look at him and I think he's legit crazy.
I just know, but he's not, because if you see enough interviews with him or if you ever had a conversation with him, dude just really wants to win.
Yeah, and loves having kids.
That's a whole
It's probably another reason he's that crazy. Right. You get no time
quiet.
To yourself.
There's no way he can retire.
Do you think Phillip Rivers has a bat cave so he could just seclude himself from all of this?
Well, if he got 8
home?
Kids and made as much money as he has, his house is probably pretty big and he got himself a little man cave or something.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
You need to seclude yourself.
But yeah,
from time
to time. I just saw him yelling at people and this and that, and I'm like, yo, man, not that easy out here.
So, watching the games this weekend, does it deter you from what you think going into this week?
I was shocked at how the Rams played. Not because they can't play that way, but because how they've played the last 5 weeks.
And they're giving CJ Anderson all the critical touches opposed to Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley's banged up, and that's why they're doing that. So,
but still, it's Todd Gurley.
But no, what you do is you spread the carries out. And then when it gets to that fourth quarter and you need your horse, then you can go with Todd Gurley.
Man, they were giving CJ Anderson the run off the clock carries and the goal line.
But that's because he was playing well.
It got dicey with the Saints, but you know the one thing I'll say about Sean Payton, you want to talk about a guy we've known his entire career, that guy's got onions, man. Like
he don't care.
He'll pull out those trick plays.
That's a big punt
at any point, and his team responds to it. Like they really appreciate it.
There was only one.
You can't be the dude who comes in with the Brinks truck and puts a trophy. Like, did you see the picture of it? It got leaked. Can't be the guy who does that and, like, you're not going to risk some things.
Right. He's like, look, it's my 200 grand too. You know what I mean? The only thing is, like, fourth and one, right? You know, when they say McVay should have kicked the field goal, go up by two scores or whatever it was at that time. Fourth down. Look, man, if you're going to be a championship team and you can't get a damn yard, you don't deserve to win. And I think a lot of coaches, regardless of what the situation is, they tell their players, if you want to be a championship team, it's fourth and one, you get the 1 yard.
I don't think anybody's kicked a field goal in that situation in like 5 or 6 years. I think that's died out.
Right.
Everyone's going for it now. And if you don't get it, they have to get the ball on their own one.
How about like, you knew that Patriots Chargers game was going to go off to a bad start because they had 10 guys on the field for that first touchdown. And you're just like, great, great. Like, that would never happen.
I was disappointed in how the Chargers played.
I was too, because the first couple drives was like, all right, we get game on,
right.
Game on. And it's I just hate them.
And Anthony Lynn refusing the onside kick until it's too late.
It really is just, oh my God.
It wouldn't matter with the onside kick rules now. Like the percentages are so low.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they're still higher than stopping the Patriots.
Here's what gets me about you and your sidekick.
What?
You and Rob. Yo, you guys want to do things
throwing the claw around because of the optics of it
and not whether it's productive or not. Whether a coach is looking at numbers and say, yeah, everybody would like to kick the onside kick and it would look good, but there's no success with it.
But even if you don't get it, there's less time for them to kill. It wasn't about preventing the Patriots from scoring. It was about making sure the Patriots don't murder 7 minutes of the clock. They're down 38-14. You're desperate.
Here, you understand in that situation, here's what they're thinking. We have to get a stop in any scenario. So what you're basically saying is, if you kicked it shorter, they would have had less field, but then here's what happens. Then if it's fourth down, they could just say, we'll go for it. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like fourth and one.
Look, the whole thing is you have to stop them. If you don't stop them, it's a moot point.
But you have to stop them either way. Why not take a chance to try to get the ball back? And if you don't get it, it's the same rules.
What if it's not successful?
You're down 38-14. It's worth the risk.
And you kick an onside kick from your own 25?
Well, it's like the 35. You're
35. Okay, best case scenario?
45. They're 45.
Your own 45.
Well, you got to take a chance.
No,
you're down
38-14.
You got to get desperate. It's the playoffs.
That's not taking a chance, though.
Play really the percentages.
No, that's really no if chance. You have
their defense is getting gassed up and down the field.
If you have the numbers in front of you and you know what the success rate is, and you still take a flyer on it, that's bad coaching.
I mean, you're down 38-14.
Freaking Tate Martell's flight is delayed.
What do you care, man? He's coming.
Must have met him at the airport.
It's not South Florida's fault, is it? Don't worry about it.
It's on a Southwest flight.
So, like, Leroy.
Yes.
From Columbus to Fort Lauderdale, if you want to track it.
Columbus. You can't fly out of there after 8 o'clock.
Remember that whole Chiefs belief thing?
What? We had the conversation about...
Yeah. Like, do you believe in them? Like, this is going to be the year?
Yep.
Yeah, I can't. I can't
do it. Well, it's Brady on the road, so there's a big difference.
Is it?
Yes. Big difference.
Even with Andy Reid?
Go look back. But, man, that becomes a little tricky. Because now what you're doing is you're taking... See, I'm a fan of looking at each team for what it is now.
Yeah.
Most people, including people who may wager on games, look at what has happened to the team or the person the last 10 games or whatever, which is not a fair assessment because every year your team's a little different.
Get it. But one guy's the best coach of all time, and one guy is known as one of the biggest disappointments of all time.
But one guy has better players. So at what point does that matter?
I don't know.
I have two questions before we get out of here, or two things. One, how did we all do this weekend? Because I went 3-0.
Well, if you were here on time.
I wasn't. You're in sick.
Okay. Two, Tate Martell arrives at Fort Lauderdale International Airport at 6:30 p.m. Go meet him, say welcome to the
No, game. Don't. Like, man.
I'm not going to be out there.
Here.
Yeah.
Do you understand? That doesn't help.
I'm sure he's still going to go through baggage claim, too, and all that stuff.
No, he doesn't have to do that. They're going to pick him up in a limo at the freaking jet.
Do you understand? That doesn't help.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you it doesn't help. It weirds you out.
It does?
Yes.
Don't people like people?
No.
Don't you remember what happened with Peyton Manning? It scared him.
No, that was a chopper, like, following around South Florida.
Doesn't matter, bro.
Dude, that's awkward.
Don't make it weird.
Look, here's what happened. Come on, man, no.
I make everything weird.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
It doesn't matter. It's flight
delayed.
And
then you get all up in your feelings, and you get sensitive and wonder why.
And then you write just giant posts on Facebook.
Right.
But you should be in a good mood. Your Patriots won. So don't stress it so much.
Hey, if you're feeling bad later, call me. I'll bring you some soup.
For a second, I was like, man, that's so nice of you. And then it hit me. I was like,
we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Enjoy Curtis and Perk next.